Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. Ensuring access to clean drinking water, including getting PFAS, lead, and other harmful contaminants out of our water, has been a top priority for me and my administration. Last year, we successfully secured the first real investment by legislative Republicans to address PFAS contamination statewide after years of asking for their urgent action. The bipartisan budget I was proud to sign into law last July provided $125 million to address and prevent PFAS contamination statewide and to help get resources out to the folks, families, and communities, whether they rely on municipal water supplies or private wells. Unfortunately, even though this investment was deliberated, negotiated, and approved during the budget process, Republicans have refused to release these funds, even as families and communities across our state are trying to mitigate the effects of PFAS contamination across our state every day. I recently submitted a formal request to urge Republicans to release our $125 million in investments to address PFAS and to take action to protect Wisconsin's groundwater, but there's been no further movement to date. Folks, this funding shouldn't be sitting around in Madison waiting for Republicans to get their act together. We have work to do to make sure every Wisconsinite can trust the water coming out of their tap and to keep our kids, our families, and our livestock and crops safe from contaminants. I'm calling on Republicans to release $125 million in funds to address PFAS statewide so we can continue our work to ensure Wisconsinites have access to clean, safe water that families, farmers, communities, and so many others rely upon every single day. Thank you.